Have you dialed in just yet? I hope so, but if not, with your pledge of financial support for the agricultural programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media, we come to you a few times a year and say, hey, this program is supported in part by you, our listeners. And if you listen to the ag program, we'd like you to dial right now at 217-244-9455 and help us out. I like the $120 level, so let's start there, but anything less is fine. Anything more is fantastic. The number's really easy to remember. It's 217-BIG-WILL. That's B-I-G-W-I-L-L. 217-244-9455 and pledge your financial support. Take time to do that right now. Let's turn our attention to the commodity markets directly. Kurt Kimmel is out of the office this afternoon. Pete Manhart now joins us to take a look at the marketplace. Good afternoon to you, Pete.
Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for all your support over the years here at the radio station. You and Kurt do so much for us, and we do really appreciate it.
Well, we think it's a great place to put our efforts.
Let's turn your attention to the marketplace and talk about what happened in Chicago and what your expectations for the next week will be. Of course, a couple of things happening. We'll have out this afternoon, and these are related, the acreage figures from USDA in term, not acreage, but the total amount of harvest that is complete from USDA. And then that, of course, has been putting some pressure into the marketplace and maybe later this week, too.
Yeah, we expect the bean wind to be maybe at the 50 level or a little higher. We expect corn to be around 35. We're normally way above that at this time of year, so we do expect harvest this week and next to put a little more pressure on it. And it did today, but we came roaring back from those lows.
Yeah, that's a nice little tribute to what's happening in the marketplace. Is that because of the export market, consumption, lack of harvest in the last couple of weeks? What do you think?
I think it's a combination, but, you know, we had beans down 16, they closed down 7, we had corn down 6, they closed up a quarter. A lot of it is usage. We have really still good usage. And the export loadings last week were super on beans. They were a little less than expected on wheat and so-so on corn, but beans were huge from last week. So those usage numbers there and here in the U.S. are helping hold things up.
Yeah, this is something that I'm not sure everybody quite expected. Beans held really strong in that $10, $11, $12 range for a long time, but we're only, what, 50 cents off of that, or 56 at the moment, at $9.44. And I say only 50, but it's still close to $10 when many people thought that we might have $8 beans by the time we got to the harvest season. This is good news, I suppose.
I think it is, and there are still people thinking we could go to 8850. I don't know if we can. We hit 904 just not very long ago and boomed 75 cents above it last week. On corn, we hit 318. There's people talking 290s to 3s. I don't know if we'll get there, but we boomed up 40 there to 358. We've lost a dime on the corn, and we've lost right at 40 on the soybeans just from last Thursday, Friday.
When you call and talk to your clientele and listen to what they have to say about the harvest season, are yields holding in from the south to the north as it progresses?
In places, we're having some normal yields, but there are an awful lot of still really great yields. I talked to somebody today, said we went out back in the field today, and they were better today than they were last week when we harvested. So depends on where you're at. I think right here through the center part of the state, we're still having very good yields, way above normal. As you go north and west, there's some normal yields. There's some places that got flooded out, but there's still some really good yields also everywhere.
What are you hearing about the ability to move the crop into distribution networks at this time?
It's kind of a mess. Lots of problems with rail due to all the usage they have with the crude oil that we're producing, and so that's a big factor. And then rivers and trucks are the next coming in, and we're going to have lots of stuff piled in lots of places till we can get it moved.
And expectations that they'll be able to move those piles out very quickly, or are they going to stick around for a long time, or do we just not know yet?
We don't know yet how big are the piles going to be. If they're going to be like in the past years, we got stuff moved out pretty well the last few times we had big piles, so it's expected they'll get moved. It's just not known how long.
Okay, turn your attention to the livestock market. We're beginning to hear things about PEDV again. I think that's because it's the fall, not necessarily because it's starting to show up exactly in the confinement systems. But it should be that time of year when normally this disease would begin to show up. And we say normally, although it's really only the second time we've faced it at this point.
Yeah, and today hogs were down, you know, $1.50 to $2, where cattle are still just roller coaster. We were up limit today. We were down limit a couple days last week. Hogs were down limit a couple days last week. So we came from such high levels. Hogs are tending to be sideways to lower now, and cattle are, depends on the day and what the news is, whether they're up or down. But today, up the $3 limit in December cattle.
Hey, thanks so much, and we appreciate what you and Kurt Kimmel do for the radio station.
Well, go in there and donate. We add to it every year.